Judges 14. Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. He came up and told his father and mother, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me as my wife. Well, of course, God had said that Israel were to marry amongst themselves. They were to not to marry into the surrounding world with all their wrong beliefs and their idol worship. So this was not the right thing. And so his parents say to him, is there never a woman among the daughters of your people that you go to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? But they say, is there never a woman? It sounds like this girl wasn't the first one that Samson had been interested in. Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she's right in my eyes. So when we're asked for a reason as to why we're doing wrong, well, we just repeat it and we turn off our head, turn off our brain that we don't want to listen to reason. But his father and mother didn't know that it was from the Lord, for he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Well, human failure and sin can be used by God. And so this weakness of Samson for the Philistine women was in fact of the Lord. It doesn't mean that he was right to do it, but it means that God doesn't give up with us when we fail. He works with us. And then Samson went down with his father and mother to Timnah and came to the vineyards of Timnah, and suddenly a young lion roared against him. The Spirit of Yahweh came mightily on him, and he tore it as he would have torn a young goat, having nothing in his hand. So we wonder whether Samson was full of rippling muscles, or whether, in fact, he was just an ordinary guy of average strength, and the Spirit of God came upon him to do things. And I think that's really what it was, that the Spirit of God came upon him and gave him power to do these things. He didn't tell his father or his mother what he'd done. So presumably they weren't with him when he killed this lion. But he killed the lion in the vineyards. Now, Samson was a Nazirite, which meant that he wasn't allowed to drink wine, and it meant that he was not allowed to even eat raisins that came from the grapes. He was to keep well away from vine trees and anything made of vines. But he goes for a walk in a vineyard where there's lots of vines. This is really most unwise. He's supposed to keep himself away from the vine, and he goes for a walk in a vineyard where there's loads of vines growing. It's like he wants to sail as close to the edge of the waterfall as he can. If we love God, we won't want to do that. We won't want to think, ugh, what's the minimum I've got to do for God? How far can I go? Is this a sin? Is that a sin? That's not a mature sort of question, really. Because if you love God, you're not trying to get as much as you can of the flesh, as it were. Well, he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After a while, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. So again, he goes for a walk on his own in the vineyards. In it, there was a swarm of bees in the body of the lion and honey, which he took into his hands and went on eating as he went. He came to his father and mother. You see, he'd gone wandering in the vineyards on his own, and gave some to them, and they ate, but he didn't tell them that he had taken the honey out of the body of the lion. His father went down to the woman, and Samson made a drinking feast, as was the custom for the young men. When they saw him, they brought 30 companions to be with him. So he wants to marry this girl because she looks nice and he likes her. And you don't marry just a man or a woman, you marry a family. And they were Philistines. And he was a believer in God, and he was going to get involved with these idol worshippers. And when they got married, it was their custom to have a drinking feast. Well, Samson wasn't allowed to drink alcohol. So you see, he's getting himself involved in a situation which is absolutely against all the principles that he believed and that he was asked by God to uphold as a Nazarite. And this is what happens if you get friendly with people in the world and you get dragged in, and especially if you want to get married into people, families in the world. This is what's going to happen. You are going to be endlessly compromised and put in situations like a man who's not supposed to drink alcohol as a Nazarite, and he's got to have a drinking feast. And he's given 30 friends. Well, I'm sure they weren't really friends. Well, Samson said to them, "Let me tell you a riddle. If you can give me the answer within the 7 days of the feast, then I'll give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing." I think the idea was that these 30 young men turned up and they said, "Oh, come on, Samson, you're the bridegroom. You've got to provide them with 30 changes of clothing." Now, a change of clothing in those days was worth a lot, and he had to come up with 30 of them. So he tells them a riddle. He says, "If you can answer it within the 7 days of the feast, I will give you these 30 changes of clothing. But if you can't give me the answer, then you will give me 30 changes of clothing." They said to him, "Tell us your riddle that we may hear it." He said to them, "Out of the eater came forth food. Out of the strong came forth sweetness." The idea is that the lion, the dead lion, had honey in it. That was the answer to this riddle. They couldn't give the answer in 3 days. On the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife, "Entice your husband to tell us the riddle, or we'll burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you called us here to mock us?" So you can see how it really was with them, that they weren't real friends and they weren't nice people. They threatened to kill Samson's bride, and they clearly didn't want to come up with these 30 changes of clothing. Samson's wife wept before him and said, "You must hate me. You don't love me. You've given a riddle to my people, but you haven't told it to me." He said to her, "I haven't even told it to my father or my mother. Why should I tell you?" She wept before him for 7 days while their feast lasted, and on the seventh day he told her, because she pressed him severely. Then she told the riddle to her people. So this all was going to repeat when Samson gets involved years later with another Philistine woman called Delilah. And she says, "What's the secret of your strength?" And eventually she nags him and manipulates him until he tells her that, "Well, if you cut my hair, then I won't have my strength." So he should have learnt from this mistake, but he doesn't. And you find that life repeats because God repeats the lessons to us. And the idea is we're to learn from one thing, and then we, therefore, when we get the test the next time, we should be strong and have learned our lesson. But Samson didn't. So the men of the city came to him on the seventh day and said, "What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?" He said to them, "If you hadn't ploughed with my heifer, you wouldn't have found out my riddle." The Spirit of Yahweh came mightily on him, and he went down to Ashkelon and struck 30 men of them and took their belongings and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle. His anger was burning, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. So God used him. The Spirit of God came on him because he just went and killed 30 men and took their clothes. But he did so in great anger because he'd been shamed, he'd been betrayed by his bride who he was hoping to marry, and then she gets given to somebody else who he had used as his friend, wasn't really his friend. It's all a pretty sad story of someone who definitely does believe in God and is listed in Hebrews 11 in the New Testament as a man of faith. So he did have great faith and God did work through him. And he is listed as somebody who will be in God's kingdom. But you can see that he's really got so many problems, and his life would have been so much easier had he just given himself wholly to God without trying to please himself, please the flesh, and also serve God. Because no man can serve two masters. You've really got to love God And you can't also love the ways of the flesh as well.